This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The holiday shopping season is already upon us. And yes, I know it's not even Thanksgiving, but look, I don't make the rules. I just tell you what's happening. Retailers are rolling out discounts. Gift guides are everywhere. And don't get me started on holiday music. But the fact is, a lot of what you're seeing on store shelves today, holiday gifts to come, actually got here months ago. Almost all of it on a ship, like the ones at America's busiest port complex.
Gene Soroka, director of the port.
Eddie
Rizdahl, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you.
I met Gene Soroka. He's the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, technically, on the way to a harbor patrol boat.
All right, let's get on the boat and we'll figure out where we're going.
We took a spin around the port's main channel and eventually pulled up alongside a huge container ship, a close-up view of the business end of a port that handles about 50% of all containerized trade between the U.S. and China. Half of all the container trade between the two biggest economies in the world is another way to say that, which, oh, by the way, are in a trade war.
This is a vantage point that not many get to see on a regular basis. Yeah. 7,500 acres, 43 miles of waterway, 27 terminals and 270 berths. And the uniqueness of this, we call it America's port, is that the cargo and passengers that traverse this complex reach each and every one of our 435 congressional districts in the nation.
A congressional and a global supply chain.
Yeah, so the ships that you're looking at right now, there are four of them here at both A.P. Moeller Terminals and Phoenix Marine. Average in size from about 8,500 container units to nearly 14,000.
Wow.
So these are the workhorse vessels in the Trans-Pacific trade today.
You know those big shipping containers he's talking about, right? The big boxy things bringing cargo from and taking cargo to China and Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Taiwan, India, even a little bit from Europe and the Middle East.
90% of world trade moves on water. We see ourselves as a leading economic indicator because we can see what shipments will materialize some 90 to 120 days before they actually get on a ship.
So what are they seeing?
On the import side, we've seen choppiness before the run-up to a milestone of a new taxation.
Tariffs, remember, are taxes, the next round of which is due on December 15th.
Cargo will flow in, gums up the system. You'll see warehouses bursting at the seams. The vacancy rate at the warehouses today in and around the port, about 2%, less than 2%. That's about twice the national average.
On the outbound side?
The exports are waning.
Every month this year, exports have been lower than they were the year before.
So as we look around out here, right, it's a lovely, I don't even know what today is, Friday morning, right? What's the vibe in the port of Los Angeles today?
A lot of hand-wringing. Folks are concerned about where their marketplace is going for their individual companies. We keep pushing on. We've found new markets and new customers. We're seeing double-digit growth in Southeast and South Asia for exports. But it takes about seven Vietnams to make up for the loss of South China business alone.
If the president came out tomorrow and said, we've got a deal, everything's fixed, intellectual property, the whole smash, what does that mean for you?
It means a long road to recovery. This is not a transactional business. You don't go in and just buy a container's worth of cargo tomorrow and it shows up at our doorstep. So this is a long road to recovery, and that's why I've stated that the American exporter has suffered irreparable harm during this past 18 months.
Irreparable is a big word.
Yes, it is. I've been in this business 31 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
So let's talk about that irreparable harm that Gene Soroka was talking about and what it looks like to U.S. importers and U.S. exporters.
There are definitely surges ahead of the tariffs going up. So it's been a huge amount of scrambling for us.
Sarah Mays is the president and CEO of Gemini Shippers Association. They negotiate shipping contracts for jewelry and accessories companies importing goods and supplies.
We see our members pushing their product to try to rush it into the United States to clear customs before those tariffs hit.
Because when product arrives late, that means the importer has to write a bigger check for tariffs to customs.
You know, we had one very sad situation where a vessel was due to call a port and was delayed in the prior port for about 12 hours, which meant that the members in the final destination did not get their goods before the increased tariff hit. And in some cases, that costs tens of thousands of additional dollars.
which explains why last year, as the Trump administration threatened higher and higher tariffs, importers filled California warehouses. This year, though, imports are down. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. Uncertainty about which tariffs are going into effect and when and how much consumers will want to buy if prices go up. At the Port of L.A., imports were down 19% in October from the same time a year ago. Remember, though, that ships aren't just coming into this port, the busiest in the country. They're going out, too.
If we look at the trade data let's just stick to U.S. West Coast, we certainly see that exports lost growth in a significant amount. We're talking about minus 17.4% when compared to the same period of last year.
Peter Sand is the chief shipping analyst for an association of ship owners called BIMCO.
It's literally lost volumes, lost business, lost activity. I mean, the U.S. is not a big exporter, but still losing one-fifth of all exports in a little bit more than half a year is absolutely significant.
Back at the Port of L.A., that lost business is their business. Here's Port Director Gene Soroka one more time.
As we talk about how international trade impacts, it's the folks that work on the docks that you'll see every day. It's the truck drivers, the warehouse people, administrators like myself, logisticians. These folks thrive on this business. And from our vantage point today, the fourth quarter of this year is going to show that we're going to fall off a cliff because of what these tariffs have done to us.
There is a newsy addendum to this story today. President Trump, at a cabinet meeting just this morning, said if the Chinese don't agree to a deal, he's just going to raise tariffs higher.